This is Hearts of Oak podcast. Free speech, religious disagreement, children's rights, and open and free discussion on any topic are bedrock to a democratic free society, and we seek to promote and champion these basic rights. Join us. Let's keep the conversation going.
Hello, Hearts of Oak, and welcome to 2022. I wish you a wonderful New Year. I hope you've had a great Christmas. And as I've been thinking of the coming year, I've been wondering, what concept or idea or virtue do we need more than anything else? And courage was the one that kept coming into my mind as I was thinking over this over the Christmas break. And I came across a wonderful quote by Billy Graham. Billy Graham was the great Christian evangelist or preacher, traveled around the world and for 40, 50 years filled up football stadiums around the world, and strangely ended his life without scandal. Often individuals, high profile individuals, end their life in scandal and chaos. Billy Graham didn't. He ended his life well. That should be an example for each of us. But the quote which I came across from Billy Graham was, "Courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spines of others are often stiffened." Let me give you that again. Courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spines of others are often stiffened. This year, we need courage, but as Billy Graham says, it is contagious. People are always looking for a leader. They're always looking for an example, someone who they can look to for inspiration and hope in society. And I, this year, you can be that. You can be that courage which spreads around all of those you come into contact with, because it is courageous. When you, a brave individual, take a stand, the spines of others will be stiffened. Others who are beaten back, who are pushed down by the COVID chaos that we see around us, are looking for individuals who will stand up strong. They maybe aren't able to challenge the narrative coming from our media. They're maybe not able to challenge the diktats from our politicians. But when they see you taking a stand, they can. So this year, I implore you, I encourage you to have that courage, to have that confidence, be confident about what you know, about what is right and wrong, and be careful about what you accept and what you put out. So courage, confidence, but also be careful about what you put out. Just because some narrative, some story is different from what has been pumped out from mainstream media doesn't necessarily make it right. So be careful about what you accept. Can also give you one other quote I came across. I'll stick two in on this. From Jim Hightower, who's a Democrat. I think he was agricultural minister in the 80s. He's in Texas. He's an author, a journalist. His quote is, "The opposite for courage is not cowardice, but conformity. Even a dead fish can go with the flow." Let me give you that again. "The opposite for courage is not cowardice, it is conformity. Even a dead fish can go with the flow." And this year we've been seeing so much fear and so much conformity, people accepting and doing everything they're told to do. And I'm sure we've all been shocked at how people have conformed to whatever the latest fear is, whatever the latest diktat is, telling them what they can and cannot do. And people have accepted that level of nannying, that level of control by our government, and I've been shocked. So the opposite for courage is not cowardice, it is conformity, and we are not conforming. I know you, if you're watching, listen to this, you are not conforming to the narrative. You're choosing to be different. You're choosing to be someone who stands up boldly for truth and against the lies. Even a dead fish can go with the flow. We have seen people just go with the flow, float along, and you are different. What we put out here in Hearts of Oak is different. Personally, I want you to have the courage to push against that flow and to be different, not just to float along like a dead fish on a river, but actually to push back. The t-shirt I'm wearing is an InSock t-shirt from 1984, and it's amazing how a dystopian novel becomes a reality in our freedoms, or so-called freedoms. But the slogans are the slogans for InSock, which was the government in 1984, the authority. It says, war is peace. And people think we're in a time of peace. We are the biggest war that we have faced outside, maybe the First and Second World War, maybe even as big as that for our freedoms. Second World War was against the freedom from control from Nazi Germany. We are fighting for our freedoms to speak and to think and to act as we believe is right. It says freedom is slavery. People think they are free, and yet they are slaves. They turn on the news and they listen to the latest piece of news that they can follow to the letter and not deviate. They may not like it, they may not even agree, but they will do it. They are slaves. And ignorance is strength. This is what governments around the world are using. Ignorance keeps governments strong because it keeps people weak. People accept what the information they're given, and they're ignorant of the truth. We've seen that because Robert W. Malone, MD, has got kicked off Twitter. We've had him on as a guest before, the inventor of mRNA technology, and he was thinking, speaking too much. Wasn't accepted by the government, and there was kicked off the biggest social media platform. And we want to speak truth. And this year, more than anything else, I want you to be able to stand up with confidence and to actually lead others out of the darkness, out of the fear they're in, and into non-conformity, but into a confidence to speak what is right. So thank you for being with us 2021. 2022 is going to be another interesting roller coaster. And I hope that you last with us right to the very end. And together, more than anything else, I want you as an individual, wherever you're placed, to have that confidence. Those in Germany, those in Austria, they need that confidence. As Germans, 23 million Germans are threatened with being thrown in jail. Has no one thought of what happened in 1930s Germany, of people being sent off to prison camps? Obviously not. History has a habit of repeating itself. I'm not saying it will. I'm not necessarily saying this is exactly the same as what happened then, but history has a habit of repeating itself. So this year, I want you to have courage. I want you to have confidence. I want you to have boldness to stand up. And as you do that, others will see that and they will follow you. So I wish you the best this year. And together, we will have that courage to stand up for what is right and what is true.
If you like what we do, sign up to our mailing list. Donate, share, and subscribe to our many platforms at heartsofoak.org. Thank you for listening.